I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. I love this next story about two very close and talented sisters. Even though it makes me feel a little old, that's because The World went on air around the same time that Cuba's Buena Vista Social Club started sharing their music. And the story you're going to hear is about the offspring of one of the musicians from Buena Vista, Miguel Anga Diaz, one of the younger players from that ensemble. He died a few years ago. He had two daughters, Lisa Cainde and Naomi Diaz, twins, in fact. They perform as Ibei. Let me start you off with a song that is just vocals, so you can get a real appreciation for what they do.
This is Lisa Cainde.
This is Naomi.
Are you identical twins or just twins?
No, or twins.
Okay. When we can't see you in person, what's the best way to know who is who?
We have a different voice.
Yes.
All right. Who just said the voice, I would say?
Lisa Cainde.
Yeah. I said, Lisa Cainde, you're kind of slightly higher in pitch, in octave, than Naomi.
Yes.
Naomi, you're a little deeper, huh?
Yes.
Oh, now she said
now
yes.
You're going high. Let me ask you, first of all, what does Ibei mean?
Ibei means twins in Yoruba.
You just did that in perfect harmony. So it means twins in Yoruba. So the culture of twins in West Africa's Yoruba tradition, that's in what is now Nigeria, it's very important, isn't it? I mean, I've heard stories about just how sacred twins are believed to be. Among the Yoruba? Is that all true?
Yes, it's true. Twins are really important in the society. And actually, a mother of twins is really important too.
So, you know, here's the weird thing. When I put on your CD for the first time, I was expecting something Afro-Cuban. I was not surprised to hear, music that's acoustic. But I was surprised to hear something that sounded like, you know, the mystery of the Bulgarian voices, Mystère des Voix Bulgares, kind of a polyphony.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. This is,
we love this.
Where does that come from, though? Because, you know, your parents are from Cuba. You lived in Paris. You've been immersed in this Yoruba Nigerian culture. Why does it sound so Eastern European?
I think it's because we have an obsession with voices.
Yes.
Just with voices. But, you know, this is, you can come from everywhere. It's really easy to have an obsession with voices. And when you listen to Yoruba music, it's all about rhythm and voices.
All right, this is getting kind of scary because at least three times in our interview so far, you have said the same thing in perfect harmony. So is that intentional or do you always finish each other's sentences?
It's always like that.
It's always like that. Yeah.
Being alone is what I dread. No warm hands, rain in my bed. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Who will come and take this weight? Bathe me in light, renew my faith.
You know, not all siblings are able to work together, and twins usually have this identity struggle. You live as siblings, but you also need ways to kind of assert your individual identity so you don't look the same and don't act the same. How hard is it for you to work together?
It can be hard, but for me, it's the best person. It's Naomi who's speaking. For me, it's the best person who can work with because we can understand each other without speaking and just. It can be really hard, but at the same time, when we're on stage, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and I think we both know that our two worlds can really make better music. I'm always saying that I'm sure that if I'm doing music alone, it would never be as good and beautiful as me doing music with Naomi.
Oh, that's really sweet. So what about songwriting? How do you agree on what to write about? What usually triggers a song for both of you?
For the moment, I'm composing, and And then Naomi came with the rhythms. And then for the production part, Naomi knew where she wanted to go. And she said to our amazing producer, Richard Russell,
I said to listen, Richard Russell, that I wanted this album to be just the two of us and with electronic sounds and hip-hop influences because I'm listening a lot of hip-hop. So, and they agreed.
How many minutes apart are you as twins? I'm just curious.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yes.
So who came out first?
Naomi.
So, you know, you're the rhythm person and Lisa Kayinde is the lyrics person. I don't know if the...
She's like the melody. I'm like the rhythm.
Okay. So just a final question. You guys have lived in Paris for a long time. You've been going back to Cuba once a year. But you've never been subject to the same economic embargo that Americans and Cubans have lived with. So what do you think? What did you think when you heard about Obama's new plan with Cuba to open things up with the island and eventually, we think, lift the embargo?
I think people in Cuba wants it. Actually, we were in Cuba when everything changed, when Obama said that he wanted to open.
Right, a couple of months ago.
People wants it. Our friends want it to be open, want the frontiers to be open. I think, though, I hope it's not going to be like America. I want Cuba to stay like it is because I love my country, but I think it's a good
thing. It's a good thing.
Well, Naomi and Lisa Kayinde Diaz, thanks very much for joining us. You perform as Ibei, and we hope to see you soon in the Boston area.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Welcome to my earth. It's a crying shame. We have built a foolish world, busy fighting, cruelly lying.
New music from Ibei brings this edition of The World to a close today. And as you heard, they speak in perfect harmony. Watch how they do it singing. We've posted a few videos at PRI.org. You can also follow me on Twitter at Marco Werman to find out what I've been listening to lately. Hint, it's from Ghana, and we'll hear it soon on The World. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.
Now you can feel my heart.